Hello, Michael Lombardo here. Welcome to Awaken Podcast. It's been a while. The last podcast released over a year ago. And so I went on a short hiatus and I'll tell you a little bit why, but I'm very excited to jump back in here in 2025. God is moving. He's doing so many incredible things. My heart is stirred for the different shows that we're going to be having here in 2025, the different conversations that I've already planned to really stir you, equip you, ignite you in your faith, in your calling in Christ Jesus. And so if you are a longtime listener, thank you so much for being patient with me for that short break that I took, but there is a reason for it. And the reason for it is because a lot took place in 2024 for my family. We had a new baby, our third baby, which has been an incredible ride. She's so beautiful. She's a daddy's girl. I absolutely love that. And so, man, been spending a lot of time with my kiddos, but I'm also bivocational. And so I travel for work. And then my wife and I planted a church in Dallas, Texas. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, make sure to come join us, Awaken Dallas. It's based on Ephesians 5:14, just like this podcast. It's been a core scripture for me ever since I got saved in 2008. It's the Apostle Paul saying, "Awake, awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." That was spoken to believers, a church in Ephesus, not unbelievers. And so that's the heart of this podcast. I'm going to get into that a little bit more later. But if you are a new listener, if you haven't been following us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, if you haven't been watching us on YouTube, so those who are familiar with the show, who've been watching for years, you know that we've got so much teaching, so many amazing conversations with leaders around the body of Christ. We got it right there on our YouTube channel, as well as on Charisma Podcast Network. That's where we stream every single Monday. And so this is actually episode 247, which means there are hours and hours, there are archives of conversations and teachings. And so go ahead and tap into that. There's been interviews with Heidi Baker, Chris Vallotton, Bishop Mark Sharona, Brooke Lidgertwood, Andrew Womack, Todd White, so many others, as well as hours of teaching from the scriptures to really impart into you, ignite you, equip you for your calling. And it's really all about knowing Jesus deeply, living for him passionately, living a life of communion with God, being empowered by the Spirit of God to bear fruit for the kingdom of heaven, to live an impactful life for the kingdom of God, to be everything that God has called us to be and no less, to walk in the fullness of the Spirit. That is what our passion is. This is what my heart is. And this is what I believe God's heart is for you not to settle for the shallow end, settle for less than what he has paid for and less than he wants in your life, but for you to walk in the fullness. And so I am really excited, but the church plant has been incredible. God's been moving, doing so many amazing things. God is building a beautiful community of spirit-filled lovers of him that are missional, that want to go out, impact the world with the gospel, missionary-hearted people, people that are evangelists, people that want to teach and preach the word of God and make disciples, but within this organic community where everyone's doing it from a place of friendship and connection. And so it's been a really great year. 2024 has been a beautiful year. But at the same time, I knew that I wasn't going to be taking a long-term break. I really deep down, I knew that it was going to be 2024 just to make sure I'm doing everything well. That is very, very important. My personality, just honest moment, my personality, I tend to be all in everything I do. And I really enjoy being busy, even though I am someone who has a high and the highest value for the presence of the Lord, spending time with him. I start my day in his presence. I praying without ceasing throughout the day, ending my day in prayer. I value and my priority in life is living a presence saturated life, a prayer filled life. But with all of that in mind, I like to be busy. I like to be getting things done. That's just, I'm very ambitious in that way. And so I knew going into 2024 with the church plant, God told me to do that. It's the heart of the Lord. It's the will of the Lord. I have to do that well. When it comes to my job, that's providing for my family. I need to do that well. And I know that God has me doing that. And then most importantly, my wife, my kids, and my family, I want to make sure that I'm a present father, a present husband, and I want to do that with excellence and well. And I knew that something had to go for a season until I got into a really good rhythm of grace. And so to speak that into you, if you feel like you're just running 100 miles per hour right now, if you feel like you've got, maybe you're spinning a bunch of plates or you're just juggling a bunch of things and you can't come up for breath, and maybe you're not praying as much, or maybe you're neglecting your kids or not spending as much time with your wife or your husband. Maybe you're, you know, neglecting the things that are most important in your life. It might be time, especially, hey, it's the beginning of 2025 now. It's a really good time to sit down, to pray, to assess, to ask yourself some honest questions and say, what is the priority for 2025? What are the things that God's hand is on? What are the things that he's told me to do? And what are the things that I'm just doing because it seems good? It seems right. It seems like I have to. And then go from there. And if he's asking you to let go of something that maybe you think you need to provide for you, or you think you need for your life in some way, just know that he is your all sufficiency. And if he's leading you into letting something go or diving into something else or being more intentional with your time, that has been everything for me, being intentional with my time. It even says in Ephesians 5:20, it talks about being intentional and wise with your time because the days are evil. Talking about, hey, listen, we have limited time here on this earth. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. We don't know when we're going to breathe our last breath. So we need to be intentional with our time while we're on this earth. And number one, to invest in relationships, our relationship with him and our relationships with those around us, but also to have our hands busy doing the work of the kingdom. And so before I, you know, this is going to be a shorter podcast. I just wanted to do an intro going back into 2025. But before I share a little bit of the vision in the heart of this podcast, for those who are new especially, and those who maybe it's been a year since you've listened, before that, I just want to release that to you. Assess your heart, assess your life. Do you have moments to breathe? Are you putting your hand to the things that God's called you to, or are you putting your hands to more? Maybe excess, things you shouldn't be putting your hands to. Or are you not putting your hands to enough? Have you been a little bit complacent? Have you been sitting back, letting life just take you in one direction when God's trying to pull you in the other direction, all right? This is a really good time. This is something we should do all the time on a regular basis. But of course, at the beginning of the year, you want to start dreaming and having vision for the year to say, okay, how can I be everything God's called me to be this year? How can I make the most impact? How can I invest in the relationships that matter the most to me and also that honor God? And so, that being said, I'll end there. I just want to now share a little bit of the Heart of Awaken podcast. If you've listened to any degree, like I've said earlier, Ephesians 5:14, awake, awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead and Christ will shine on you. The Apostle Paul actually said that within the context of believers rising up, not living a life of sin, not living a life of complacency, not participating in deeds of darkness, but living as lights in the world, living holy. All right. And so we're going to get into that. But my desire for you is for you to step into the fullness that God has for you, not to dabble in things that aren't good for you, not to dabble into darkness, but to live in light because you are a child of light. That is the heart of this podcast. It is an equipping podcast. It's an equipping podcast to show you that you are more than what you think you are. You are in Christ. You are loved. You are accepted. You are beloved. This is who you are. Oh, so incredible. And if we could understand these truths, believe these truths, and we could say yes to him, obey him, and walk in the fullness of our calling and our identity. And so that's my heart. I want you to know your identity in Christ, and I want you to live from that place, for you to grab hold of your purpose and say yes. One of my mantras, biggest mantras in life, something I continually remind myself of, and it's something the Lord whispered to me years ago, and I've said it on the podcast before, but I want everything in my life that Jesus died for me to have, and I want nothing in my life that he died to free me from. I'll say that one more time. I want everything in my life that Jesus died for me to have, and I want nothing in my life that he died to free me from. That means what he purchased for me, I want it. I don't want to live with less. I don't want to just skate by in life. I don't want to be in the shallow end splashing around when I could be in the deep end. I could be fully immersed. I could be living wholeheartedly unto him. I don't want to just play church. I don't want to just, you know, go through the motions. I don't want to just focus on do's and don'ts and laws and requirements. I want to live in communion with my God, empowered by his Holy Spirit to be everything that he's called me to be in Christ. This is key. This is paramount in our lives. And so that being said, that is the mantra that we want to, I might say this over and over again till we get this deep into our spirits. But I want to open up the scriptures, four scriptures in particular. I'm going to parallel them just to give you a bit of understanding of my heart. And as this year goes on, you're going to continually get the feeling, get the impact of this is what it's about. In Psalm 68, lay a little foundation here. In Psalm 68, verse 1, this is one scripture that I hear quoted a lot, especially when people pray. And it's Psalm 68, verse 1, and the writer of the psalm says this, actually declares this, "May God arise and may his enemies be scattered." May God arise and may his enemies be scattered. Oftentimes I'll hear people pray that in prayer, like, God arise, God do something, God come and save us, God, may you arise, may you wake up, may you do something, and may his enemies be scattered. Great prayer, okay? But as we go to Isaiah 60, 1 and 2, it's actually paralleled in an interesting way here, because the prophet is speaking from the mouth of the Lord, and he's saying this, arise and shine. So that word arise again, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord rises on you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness over all the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. Now, in the context of this passage, Isaiah is talking to the people of God. He's talking to children of God, specifically Israel in this passage, but we know that that Gentiles have been grafted in through faith in Christ. And so this is also for every single one of us, Jews and Gentiles alike. We're all one in Christ. And so arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of God has risen upon you, people of God. And when deep darkness covers the earth and covers people in the world, when they're lost and broken and darkness is having its way in the world, it is the glory of God that arises on the children of God, the people of God, the church, that is the solution for the world. And so we see in Psalm 68 how we're asking God to arise. But then in Isaiah 60, prophetically, talking about a day when the church would be in the earth expanding the kingdom of God until the return of Christ, we see the prophet speaking from the mouth of the Lord. God is saying these things to us, arise and shine. So here's the deal. May God arise, may his enemies be scattered. That was fulfilled in Christ Jesus. The prophets of old were declaring, God arise, God arise. David was saying, awake up, God arise. And it's even in other passages in here as well, all throughout the Psalms and in the Old Testament. And what did God do? He arose. The Son of God, Christmas just happened, right? We talked a lot about the birth of Jesus. The Son of God put on human skin, lived the life we could not live, died the death that we deserved. He resisted temptation on our behalf. Devil's temptation, the devil came and tempted him, and Jesus rose above that temptation on our behalf. He experienced so much. So much came against him in this life. He did not sin. He did not yield. He lived committed to his Father completely. He said, I don't do anything unless my Father has me do it. I don't initiate anything unless a Father initiates it. He lived the life we could not live. He died the debt that we deserved. He was innocent, blameless. But we were the criminals. We were the corrupt ones. And he hung on the tree like a criminal as our substitute. And then he rose from the grave above the power of sin. He resisted sin. Sin did not overcome him. He rose above the power of death, the strongest force in this world that none of us will be able to avoid. We all will taste death, but he overcame death by dying and rising again in the power of the Spirit. Everything that we would ever face, he faced. He was victorious and he conquered and rose above. And so God did arise in his Son, Jesus Christ. He did answer our prayers by coming and being a baby and growing up and being the representative man, the substitute man on our behalf, the sacrifice for our sins so that we could be new creations. And guess what? The enemies were scattered. The enemies were scattered. The devil was scattered. His demons were scattered. All of this was all scattered. His enemies were scattered. And so God did arise on our behalf. God did fight for us. It is a finished work. It is a completed work that we get to receive as a gift from God. And now what? Now what do we do? Are we living in the fullness now? Are we, you know, living in victory 24/7? Is the enemy still attacking us? Yes, all these things are happening. But now we've been given the Spirit of God, and we are now called to arise and to shine. He lives within us. He was the light of the world when he walked the earth, and now he says, you are the light of the world. His Spirit now lives within us. He lives within us. He is the light within us, and we get to shine this to the world. And so now we must arise and shine, because it's God's glory on his people, God's glory on his church, that he tells us to go, share the gospel, love your neighbor, do all these things, show them that I am real, show them that I have risen. He has given us his Spirit, all of the tools, the kingdom of God. We have everything that we need to arise and to shine his light in the midst of darkness. We can't just hide in the light and expect the world to get saved. No, we need to go out there. We need to love people. We need to share the gospel. We need to prophesy. We need to encourage people. We need to preach the gospel of Jesus so that in the darkness, his light will still shine. And then now we go to Ephesians 5:14, the heart of this podcast, of the heart of my church, the heart of really a scripture that has pierced me since 2008 and God's been speaking to me for years about. It's awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. That was actually taken from an ancient Christian hymn. So if you go to Ephesians chapter 5, you'll see the Apostle Paul. He says, you are children of light, therefore live like children of light. Meaning you're a Christian, now act like a Christian, you know? Meaning, hey, you're in the Spirit, now live in the Spirit. You know, you're not a son of darkness anymore. You're not a daughter of darkness anymore. Perversion is not who you are. Porn is not who you are. Lying and cheating and stealing is not who you are. You are a child of light. You are a child of purity. You're wrapped in the righteousness of Christ. You have joy inexpressible and full of glory living on the inside of you. Let's now live like it. And so that's what he's saying. He's saying, don't even participate in deeds of darkness. Like don't watch things that are filled with darkness. Don't be engaged with things or even laugh about things that are filled with darkness. Like this isn't who you are anymore. And then he goes on to say, wake up. Rise from the dead, and the light of Christ's presence will fill you, will encounter you. This is a call to awareness. This is a call to transformation. This is a call to fullness in our lives. Don't settle. And I keep, you know, I was just talking to someone from our church maybe about 4 or 5 days ago, and I've seen this individual grow in leaps and bounds from the beginning of their time with us at the end of 2023, going into 2024. But I've seen them come out and confess things. I've seen them get delivered, cry and weep from their belly as they're confessing and repenting, getting delivered from bondages and sins. I've seen them put the work in their relationships to really reconcile and make things right. I've seen this person come to church every single Sunday, just sitting in the back, soaking in the word, worshiping with all their heart, going to counseling, going to therapy. Like I've seen them putting the work in and just a total transformation, a total life shift from the moment I met this person to present day. And one thing this individual said to me a few days ago was, thank you so much, Pastor Michael and Selena, and for all the leaders at Awaken Dallas. Like, thank you guys for always hosting his presence, always having an atmosphere where it's charged with the presence of the Lord, where we can encounter him and receive from him and be, you know, as we behold him, we become like him. So there's always opportunity for freedom and for encounter when we're in that space of worship and his presence, but then also always challenging us to not settle, always challenging us to dig deeper, to ask the questions, to repent if that's what you need to do, and to believe the gospel and don't believe lies and don't settle for lesser things. And he was like, that has truly made an impact on my life. Thank you. And if I could hear that, if I could impact one person like that for the kingdom of God, everything is worth it. The hardships you go through, the people that reject you, the people that come and they say, oh, I'm here, I'm in it, and then they leave saying bad stuff, or just people that just don't believe in you, don't see what God's doing in your life, like, or just the hardships that come with, you know, the enemy attacks and all this stuff, or being on the front lines and taking ground and really just being everything God's called you to be, because attacks do come. But when you see someone's life transformed and you see the fruit springing up out of their lives and real transformation, like that is what it's about for me. The greatest miracle that I could point somebody to for the evidence of God, the reality of God, in the fact that God is real, is a transformed life. someone who was once a drug addict, someone who was once a sex addict, someone that was once addicted to all kinds of different things, or maybe did whatever it may be, but then one encounter with God, or began to, you know, got born again, and then you see a total transformation. I remember when I got saved, I was relationship to relationship, drinking, partying, drugs. I wanted nothing to do with God. I was a rebel, a God hater. And when I encountered Jesus, he changed my life. And I went to Bible school for 3 years. And I remember I would meet people and I would tell them my testimony. And they would be like, really? That's what you did? I never would have imagined that that's your past. And, you know, some people would take that interesting. Like, they'd be like, that's interesting. But for me, it was an encouragement. I was like, yes, I'm so glad that when they look at me and they see the fruit of my life, they see my pursuit of God. They see that I'm filled with light, that I love the Lord, that I'm living this life for him. Maybe I'm stumbling around. I'm not doing it perfectly, but at the same time, I am living for the Lord. And when they look at my life, they can't imagine that I once wanted nothing to do with God. I once was a rebel. I once was all these different things. And that for me is a great testimony. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what scientists' facts come out or what proof of there's no existence of God or whatever comes out in the future or whatever people think they have now. No one can convince me that there is no God and that his name, that there's no Father, Son, Holy Spirit, a glorious Trinity, the Son of God who came to save me. No one can convince me otherwise because he's transformed me. Because I walk with him every day, because I hear his voice, because he leads me, because he's a promise maker and he's a promise keeper. He's kept so many promises already in 18 years of my life living for the Lord. And so I want to compel you, do not settle. Jesus says he's in your life. He's got such a beautiful plan for your life. And that's my desire for this podcast. And so in the future, we've got incredible conversations lined up already with fivefold leaders in the body of Christ, authors, worship artists, missionaries, so many amazing people from around the world. And so I'm excited to bring those conversations to you. Conversations that'll really help you think about your faith. That'll really help you think about what's going on in the church. That'll help you think about like, wow, what's my place in this? What's my role in this? Or man, I've been believing lies. I need to pray more, and I need to not see myself with that corrupt lens. I need to see myself through the lens of the truth. And I really believe that this is going to be a blessing to you. And so make sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so we can get it out to more people so they could be challenged, they could be ignited, they could be awakened and equipped by the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'll see you next time. We're about to get into a series on practicing the presence of God, the practicals of that, what it looks like to practice the presence of God, live in and from his presence, as well as great conversations with Eric Gilmore, R.T. Kendall, and many others. And so see you next time on Awaken Podcast. I want to take a brief moment and invite you to Awaken Dallas. My wife and I pastor this church. We planted it in 2023 with a heart to host God's presence, to raise up lovers of him that are compelled to go into the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. As believers, we're called to be lovers of him, but also laborers in his harvest field. We're called to be worshipers of him, but also warriors that take ground for the kingdom of God. We're called to be sons of God, but also servants of the Lord. And our vision is to know Jesus deeply and to live for him passionately. And our four pillars are, number one, the presence of God. We need him more than anything else. We live in his presence and from his presence, and we're equipping the church to do that. Number two, equipping. We're equipping you with the word of God. We're equipping you with teaching. We're equipping you through giving you tools and resources to walk in wholeness and fullness in your life, making disciples of Jesus Christ. Number three, mission. We're a church on mission together, but we're also a church on fire for missions. We believe in going into all the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you have a heart for missions, you'll feel very at home at our church. There's a lot of people that are missionaries going out on the mission field and have a heart for missions. And number four, we are a family. As soon as you walk in, you're going to feel that. You're going to sense how the love for the, that we have for one another, the community that's growing. And so if you're looking for a church in the Dallas area, come out, join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. You can go to awakendallas.com for more information. See you there.